The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There, for the sake of audio dharma. Okay, great. So, I've missed you. It's just so sweet to see you and to be in community together. It's especially during the holidays and with yet another COVID surge. I appreciate the Sangha so very much. And tonight, as I was getting ready to teach, I was thinking, yippee, I get to see the happy hour Sangha, yippee. So there's a sense of gladness in my heart. So the theme that I like to, when there's so many themes, I don't know which one to choose. There's so many themes that I like to invite us to practice with. And one of them is this turning towards joy, joy of Sangha, joy of community. Here you are practicing, whether you are right now joining on Zoom or YouTube or maybe listening later on Audio Dharma. There's this sense of coming together, people who are coming together with you. And you're welcome to put each other on gallery view so that you can see each other. There's just a sense of coming together, this collective. There's a sense of yippee, here we are. We're coming together, feeling each other's presence from across the world, from around the world. And there are so many good things in life, in this challenging period. There are many challenges and there are also many blessings. And the blessing of this Zoom, online, YouTube, Sangha is definitely one of them. And I know that many of you have talked about that previously, that at times you had even thought, I remember Jerry actually saying that, sitting retreats, Jerry, if it's okay to bring this, I remember you sharing during happy hour that sitting retreats at IMS in various places when teachers would talk about Sangha and thinking, oh, driving and traffic and there's nothing close and it's so hard. And here is this gift of community, practicing with fellow practitioners, just the ease, the joy, the beauty of that. This is your community. And if you're new to this community, if this is your first time or you're new, you're welcome. You're part of this community. We warmly, warmly embrace you and welcome you as a part of this community. So with that, let's turn our attention. Let's turn our mind to our bodies. Let's sit however this body wants to sit or lie down. And arriving in this body, in this moment in time, if you're sitting on the chair, why don't you move your feet a little bit? Just find or move your legs to find a stance in your legs that's really firmly rooted to the ground. And if you're sitting on a cushion, you're welcome to, also in a chair, to move, maybe swing to the left and right, forwards and backwards, just really feeling your connection to the earth, your sit bones connected to the earth. I am here. I am here. As earth may serve as my witness, as the earth may serve as my witness, I'm here. Landing here. Landing. Relaxing the body, relaxing and receiving. Relax and receive. Relax and receive. Relax and receive the sensations of the body, connected to the earth. Melting, softly melting. Relax and receive the breath. The movement. As if waves of the ocean. Calming, soothing. Settling. And if you find the mind flutters here and there, a little butterfly, tension flies this way and that, come home, sweetie, come home, home, home. Calling yourself home to your heart. See if a gesture of putting your hand, your palm, your heart center has a feeling of connecting, of centering you, centering, connecting with yourself. Coming home, home in your heart. Come home, sweetie, come home. It's okay. You can rest at home. Letting your body relax and receive the breath. Just this breath, this one, right here. Get to know it, befriend it, open to it. Ride the wave, the joyful, joyful riding of the breath, as if you're a breath surfer, like a wind surfer, surfing the wave. Like a surfer. There is joy, delight in just being here. Here, aware. The heart, the mind, bright with awareness, even for a moment, here. There's a joy, a goodness, a gladness. It could be subtle. And we give a gift of our presence to ourselves in this moment. Relaxing, receiving the breath. Every cell of the body relaxed. Ah, letting go. And receiving. Whatever is offered in this moment, the breath, the sensations of the body. Not past, not future, right here. This moment is enough. This moment is more than enough. It's joyful, joyous. To be deeply rooted and connected here. Can you feel your feet on the ground, your bottom on the cushion, your hands on your lap, your breath in your lower abdomen? And now I'd like to invite you, continuing to sit embodied, feeling the body here. We're going to open up to being found by joy. We're not going to go out and looking for it, to search, want, but we're going to send an invitation out, a love letter to joy. Dear joy, I'm here, sitting present in this moment as best as I'm able to. My heart is open. My senses are open. If at any point you'd like to come visit, I'm available. See how this shift in perspective, instead of going out and looking for gladness, instead of that, just simply sitting here, relaxing, available, open. Just this breath, just these sensations. Let yourself be surprised. Sit back, relax, receive the breath. And the miracles, all the miracles of this moment. Miracles of life, this mystery called life. Receiving the mystery in this moment through your breath, through the fingertips. Your toes. Through your belly, through your ears. Through your heart. Open. Senses open. Your heart open, your senses open. Here. Maybe, just maybe for a split second, you might find yourself happy with joy for no particular reason. There may not even be any thoughts, any rumination, just happy, glad to be here, or simply glad, not for any reason. Gladness arising, the joy of the present moment, the joy of the present moment. Here, just here. If at any point judgment arises, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to do this. You're distracted, etc. Simply smile at the judgmental mind. Thank you for your opinion, dear. Thank you. Smile. And you are here again, begin again, every moment, a new beginning, here, just here, the joy of this moment. If you like, sitting, receiving the joy of this moment here, just here, simplicity. Opening up your heart, your senses to this community that's practicing with you on Zoom, on YouTube, maybe later in time on Audio Dharma. As if you were bowing to them, to each other. Others bowing to you in your mind's eye as your eyes are closed. Noticing if there is a delight, a joy of spiritual friendship, even if you may never speak or haven't spoken. You're supporting each other, just knowing you are here. You are here, I am here. It brings a lot of joy for me. In my mind's eye, seeing the Sangha across the planet Earth in so many different places. All of us interconnected. Bowing to you, bowing to each other. Joy arises. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for sharing your goodness. And sharing this goodness far and wide. Generously with all beings everywhere. May all beings be joyous, be happy, be well. May all beings have the gift of peace. May all beings be free. Including ourselves. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, we have time for reflections, questions, comments. The invitation is if you like to share your practice for the benefit of others. What worked, what was surprising, what didn't work, it's all okay. Especially if you haven't spoken for a while, community. You can also type them in chat or raise your hand. You type them to me alone. I won't read your name, so it'll be anonymous. If it's typed to the community, I will read the name also. Bill says, that felt good. I'm glad. Me too. Yeah. Oh, Melissa says, thank you for the beautiful practice. I felt so much warmth in my heart. Ah, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Thank you, Melissa, from Victoria, British Columbia. Yeah. Any other reflections? Mark, please.
This meditation tonight has been right on the subject that I've been working with all day today. This morning I read a quote from Etty Hilsum, who died at Auschwitz in her 20s, and she wrote there about there, she said, "Most people here are much worse off than they need be, because they write off their longing for friends and family as so many losses in their lives, when they should count the fact that their heart is able to long so hard and to love so much among their greatest blessings." And the author of this book went on to say a line that just rocked me and has been with me all day. She said, "Our engagement and participation in the world begin to shift from viewing this world as a field of consumption," get that, field of consumption, "to experiencing this world as a field of appreciation." And that's exactly what Eddie was talking about. Instead of looking at the losses of her family and friends in Auschwitz, she looked at with appreciation that she was able to love them so much.
That is profound. Thank you, Mark. And thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so moved hearing those words and the beauty, the wisdom of both words. Consumption, you know, the wanting, the consumption, wanting, needing the loved ones. There's appreciation, appreciating them, appreciating that you have a heart. Oh, that gives me chills. Beautifully put. Beautifully put. And Bill asks, "Mark, what is the name of this book, please?" Oops, you muted. You can put it in chat if you like, or you can unmute yourself, whichever you prefer.
It's in The Magnanimous Heart by Narayan Helen Levinson, who's a teacher at IMS in Cambridge Insight Meditation.
Oh, yes, that's right. Great. Thank you for that. Beautiful. And Deborah says, "Thanks. I needed that. It's lovely." Another reflection. "Thank you for the soft and loving guidance. Touching my hand to my heart is proving to be a surefire way to ground into presence and metta." Oh, that's lovely. That is so lovely. And a couple of other reflections. Jane, thanks. With appreciation to me and the Sangha. Oh, bowing deeply to all. That's a beautiful image from our practice. Bowing deeply to all. Thank you, Jane. Bowing to you and your practice. Melissa says, "The cue, smile at your judgmental mind. Thank you for your opinion, dear, and begin again. It was helpful for me. I'm glad to hear that." And also Melissa says, "Mark, that is mind-blowing. Thank you for that." Yeah. So, and Jerry says, "Very helpful to ask us to stay in the moment, not the future and not the past." Yes, indeed. Yeah. And Anton asks, "What is the standard time for a meditation practice?" Anytime you can practice is the standard time for a meditation practice. This particular Sangha starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time. One more reflection, two more reflections. Nav says, "Reflecting on the joy when practicing together and the difference when practicing alone." Yes, yes. Isn't that amazing and beautiful? Now I feel that also practicing together, there's a sense of beauty and grace and just landing together. That I definitely sense and feel. Thank you for naming that. Yeah. One more reflection. "Inviting joy in felt like preparing my home for guests." Oh, that's lovely. "Anticipating their arrival, but not knowing or caring when it would be." Oh, I love that. That is such a sweet reflection. "Inviting joy and felt like preparing my home for guests, anticipating their arrival, but not knowing or caring when it would be. I love that. That is such a beautiful way to practice with this invitation. Did you notice how different this was than going out and like thinking, you know, in some ways, actually, this relates to what Mark shared earlier. It's not so much about going out and thinking about what I'm grateful for, what I'm appreciate, which can be a beautiful practice in its own way, but this is just the simplicity of just being here, just opening the heart and being content. There's a sense of contentment that can arise with the joy of just this moment, just here, just here. So, dear ones, we are approaching the time to invite us to actually now meet in small groups. You have bowed to each other in your mind's eye, and now you can bow to each other in small groups, which is so beautiful. So if you can stay, please do. Meetings are short, you know, 6-7 minutes. And especially with our theme tonight, I think it'll be lovely to continue this practice in small groups. And if for some reason you have to leave, that's understandable. No judgments, but please don't leave because you're afraid of these lovely groups of people. But okay, so here we go. I'm going to create the breakout rooms and they are open now. And please take care of yourselves, take care of each other. The rooms are closed, everyone is back, and we have a few minutes for reflections, comments, questions, appreciations. The floor is yours, so. You're welcome to raise your Zoom hand, because if it's your physical hand, I will not see you. And you can also type in chat. What did you notice? What came up? If anything you'd like to share for the benefit of the Sangha. Greg, please.
Thank you for the suggestion to gently and lovingly reel your mind back in when it goes off on its little thought excursions. I'm sort of in the habit of commanding my mind to come back and having some degree of frustration about that, but doing it in kind of a soft and loving way. That's a nicer internal dialogue, so thank you for that.
You are so welcome, Greg. And just to say that this, actually this way of beginning again, just beginning again. Thank you. Thanks for your opinion. And just beginning again and dropping whatever there was before without animosity, without beating yourself up. This is a crucial insight. This is a crucial insight. This is when practice really starts to deepen. Because up until then, we're throwing all these perfectly good moments after these moments of being distracted, which is fine. But learning to be gentle with ourselves, learning to just arrive, that's where the practice is. Knowing that the mind will wander, that is normal. That is completely normal. But what you do the moment you realize the mind has wandered, that's where it determines practice versus self-flagellation. That's mindfulness. Mindfulness which has metta in it. Mindfulness always needs to have metta with it woven in it. So that is a moment of mindfulness. So practice mindfulness, which has metta in it already. So when I say mindfulness, I already mean metta. So practice mindfulness, not self-recrimination. So in that moment, especially, that's really important. So I'm so glad you raised that and really came home for you. And I hope it comes from home for everyone to really see that crucial moment. So the time has come for us to bring our session to a close of practicing together. It's been so sweet. And this is the, I'll see you in the new year. And for Wednesday and Friday, we have wonderful teachers who will be supporting the Sangha New Year's Eve and also on Wednesday. And then I'll see you on the other end on the, during the new year. So let's dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. And now I'm going to stop.